And now, our story continues. It had been several hours since Dr. Paul Buck had received the emergency call, had hurriedly left the house with his father-in-law, Jonathan Smith, and had driven through the storm to the hospital. Elizabeth Buck, Dr. Paul's wife, had called the hospital once or twice since then, only to learn that Dr. Paul and Dr. Cabot, his assistant, were still in surgery. Elizabeth tried reading, doing her nails, but still there was no word from her husband or her father. Finally, after vainly trying to go back to sleep, the woman got dressed, drove over to the hospital, of which her husband is chief of staff. Her father, Jonathan Smith, was sitting in the reception room when she arrived.
Dad, what on earth has happened?
Oh, hello, Elizabeth. What made you decide to come over here?
Well, I was just sitting home waiting. Thought surely you'd phone me, tell me what happened.
As a matter of fact, you know as much about what's happened as I do. I've been sitting here in my own hospital as if I were some sort of charity patient. Explosion was at my plant. The men are my employees, and this is my hospital. And yet every time I try to ask anybody a question, all I get is a blank look and a talk to you later. I want to get in and see my men. I want to know what happened out there tonight.
You still don't know?
A little. You see, Haggerty was here. I've talked to him.
Well, he's the foreman of the plant. He should know.
Oh, yeah, but he was in another section of the plant when the boiler blew up. The only two people who have the lowdown on what actually went on out there are somewhere upstairs here, and I want to see them.
Now, wait a minute, Dad. Don't get upset just because you don't get enough attention. You know very well the hospital's understaffed.
Yes, but Cabot keeps telling me those men can't see anyone. Darn it all, I'm not just a visitor. I'm their employer.
Now, Dad, don't lose your temper over nothing. Not surprised you can't see the men. Phoned here just a little while ago, and they were in surgery then. What do you expect?
I expect your husband or Dr. Cabot to take me in and explain to me exactly what's been done. What their condition is. That's what I expect.
And there's plenty of time to find that out. Were there just two men injured?
Yes, thank heaven.
Who?
A man named Wilkinson and the Paulson boy.
Oh, dear. What's the matter with him?
All I know is that he was very badly burned.
And who's the other man?
Some fellow named Harry Wilkinson.
I don't believe I know him.
No, you wouldn't. He hasn't been here long. He's night watchman.
Was he burned, too?
No, it's something they call a depressed fracture, whatever that is.
And it's a skull fracture, Dad. Causes a pressure on the brain. Oh, it all sounds pretty dreadful.
You're darn right. It's a tragedy, that's what it is.
What does Paul say about the men?
Nothing, not a darn thing.
Oh, Dad.
Well, that's the truth. All I could get out of Paul was that the operations were successful.
Well, at least that's something. I'm sure if he thought either one or both of the conditions were hopeless, he might have indicated something to that effect. Though, of course, Paul never considers any case hopeless. And you know what sort of care the men are going to get here. You know everything will be done that's humanly possible. So what good is it for you to worry and stew?
I'm not worried about the men that... never mind.
Now go on, Dad. What are you going to say?
Nothing. It's just that I feel so frustrated. Can't do anything. Everything's so vague. I can't get out to the plant. Can't even phone out there. The lines are still down. There are all sorts of people milling around out there. Bus passengers, workmen.
Well, what are you...
And here I sit trying to get some kind of...
Wait a minute, Dad. Now, what's this about bus passengers?
Some bus was going by on the highway when the explosion occurred. That's how they brought Wilkinson and the Paulson boy back into town.
Well, why wouldn't they bring everyone in at the same time, then?
Well, a driver wouldn't assume the risk, something like that. He had to get through a bad flooded section at the fork, so he just brought the men in and... Haggerty and some girl.
A girl?
Yeah, some woman who knew first aid. Huh. Anyway, she seemed to be the only one who kept her head in all the excitement. Haggerty, the dumb oaf, didn't know what to do. So I guess if it hadn't been for that woman, Harry and the Paulson boy would have died.
I see. Well, who is she?
I don't know. No one seems to know. I tell you, Elizabeth, I've never felt so thwarted as I do tonight.
Darling, please, you're worn out and nervous. Don't let yourself get so excited. I'll see if I can't find Paul, and maybe he can help us.
Paul's left.
Left?
Yes, a few minutes ago.
Where did he go?
I don't know. Just said he'd be back shortly. And he certainly was in a big rush. Too busy to even be civil.
Hmm. That's funny. Well, perhaps Johnny Cabot can tell us.
Johnny? That boy's as bad as Paul. Either he doesn't know anything or he won't tell you anything. I asked him where Paul went.
Oh, this is silly. Paul wouldn't leave without telling someone where he was going. Wait a minute, Dad. I'll be back in a moment. Miss Tucker.
Oh, Mrs. Barr. What are you doing here? No need for the whole family to lose its sleep.
Well, I was so worried, I just couldn't stay home. No, I won't keep you, Dolly May. I know how busy you must be. Father said Dr. Paul left the hospital.
Yes, you just missed him. He went tearing out of here a few minutes ago.
Tearing out?
Well, you know how he is when he gets his mind set on something. Instead of taking the opportunity to lie down for a few minutes like I wanted him to, nothing would do, but he had to find out right now. And he went out without a hat, too.
Find out what, for heaven's sake?
Find out about Miss Martin, the woman who was staying at your mother-in-law's.
Virginia Martin?
Hmm.
What are you talking about? Virginia Martin left town this evening. She took a bus to... Oh.
All I know is that some woman administered emergency treatment out at the factory and then came in with the men.
Did you see her?
No, no one here at the hospital saw her. Evidently, she left as soon as the bus got here.
I see.
But Dr. Bach questioned the foreman. From the description that Haggerty gave of the woman, you'd have thought she was some pin-up girl. Anyway, Doctor seemed to think it was Miss Martin.
How did Haggerty describe her?
Well, rather tall, black hair, blue eyes. I've never seen her myself. Of course, if you say that Miss Martin left town today, then I think Dr. Bach must be wrong.
No, not necessarily. Not if she was on that bus that...
Yes, but Mrs. Bach, Miss Martin wasn't a professional woman, was she?
She always said she had no particular training, Dolly May. I don't see what that has to do with it.
Whoever bandaged that Paulson boy and wrote that report that was sent in with the men. Well, I said at the time, and I haven't been around hospitals and doctors all these years for nothing. I said that no one but a doctor or a nurse could have done what that girl did.
I see.
So it couldn't have been Miss Martin.
Hmm. That's very interesting. Well, thanks, Dolly May.
Shall I tell Dr. Paul when he comes back?
No, now that I'm here, I'll wait for him, Dolly May.
Well, Elizabeth, did you learn anything?
Yes, I did.
Well?
Just a minute, Dad.
Yeah?
Dad, I have a question to ask you.
What?
Let's assume for a moment that you're a doctor or a nurse, a professional man.
Yeah.
If you were broke and needed help, would you hide that fact?
About my being a doctor? No, why should I?
That's what I'm wondering. Unless perhaps you'd done something a little unethical, shall we say?
Well, in that case, sure. Especially if I were trying to hide from something. But look here, Elizabeth. What's this got to do with what's happened tonight?
You'd be surprised.
Well, did you find out where Paul is?
Yes. He's gone to look for Virginia Martin.
Martin? Ridiculous. That's the girl that left town.
Yes. Yes, and evidently she was on that bus that stopped at the plant. And evidently, she's the young woman who's responsible for your men getting here safely.
Oh, for heaven's sakes, what did she have to act so mysterious for? And what's the matter with Paul? Why couldn't he have waited until morning?
He probably figured that she'd be gone by morning. Well, I hope he doesn't find her.
You... Why do you say that? Why should you care?
Oh, I don't. But I hate to see Paul disillusioned, disappointed. I hope he doesn't find her, Dad. But if he does, I think he's going to be very sorry he ever bothered.
Elizabeth Bach, for some time, had been secretly annoyed at Virginia Martin's presence in the town, at the importance this stranger had assumed within the family circle. She sincerely hoped that her husband's search would be fruitless. But if it wasn't, Elizabeth was somehow certain that the suspicions she'd had all along about Virginia Martin would be vindicated.